appreciate you coming in with us, and I'm so glad that we get you on the week after Thanksgiving because I had a couple days off and I got a chance to read the book.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, good work. So, listen, our first question is, Pat and I are both big fans, and Pat's from Boston, so we just have to ask. Short season, won't take as big a toll on your body, and I know you've had some health issues. I read in there. I know it's hard to get yourself loose, but no chance of a comeback in a short season?
No chance at all because, you know, the Boston fans deserve the best, you know, those people that are the best, and I'm kind of disappointed in myself that I wasn't able to perform at a higher level for those guys. I mean, I had the Boston fans wrong. When I played for every other team, you know, they were hard on me, so I thought it was going to be a hard place to live in, but they're just the sweetest, knowledgeable people of the game that you could ever meet, and I wish that I could still play at a higher level for them, because in Boston, playing at a medium level is not good enough.
You're going to work with some sweet, knowledgeable people on TNT. Let me ask you about your next career, and you did have some harsh words for Kenny the Jet, who was given nicknames he shouldn't be giving out. How's that going to be? You all right with him?
Probably not, but I'm gonna let him know. I think good thing about shows like that is you get all type of perspectives, regular players, and a great player, and then another great player. And then, of course, you know, the great Ernie up there. So, we're just going to go up there and make people laugh, talk some smack, and hopefully we don't upset too many people. But even if we do, who cares?
Will you be on is it going to be a full-person show now? Will you be on every time that they're on TNT?
Yes. Yes, I'll be on every time. And I think first time you will see us will be Christmas Day.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, that's right. News came out down yesterday. Was that something you expected, them to be back soon?
I knew with Mr. Little Rock, Arkansas, Derek Fisher at the wheel that I knew, something was going to get done. He's a cool, calm, and collective guy. He gave everybody cool, calm, and collective, and, they got a deal. They didn't get the deal that they wanted to get, but, at least regular people that, live off the us NBA players didn't lose their jobs.
Yeah, that was the part we talked about that actually leading up to it, and it was pretty sad. But who do you think came out as far as owners and players? Do you think everybody got what something? Everybody should be happy.
Well, I think the owners definitely won this because I remember it was talks of we're going to do a 50-50 deal, and then I looked back and that was 49-51. So, but guys are playing, guys are getting their checks. The valet workers are working. The concession stand people are working. Everybody's happy.
Shaquille O'Neal joining us in the zone. The book is Shaq Uncut My Story. It is a good read. And for those of us who have limited intelligence, it's an easy read too, which is nice. So I want to ask you, you've had good and bad relationships with owners and GMs over the years. Any interest in doing the ownership thing at some point?
Yes, I'm looking right now, searching on ways to purchase a team. In a perfect world, I would like to bring the team back to New Jersey. So looking into that, working into that. I didn't really have bad relationships with owners. I just had different business views. So, I'm the type that, I'm all business first. I don't let anything become personal. So, I tell a lot of stories about me and Kobe in the book. But, leadership experts, Hershey and Blanchard, say that relationship styles vary when you're dealing with task and relationship. I'm the type of leader that I'm very task-oriented. So when you're task-oriented, puts a toll on a relationship. But I never really had any bad quarrels with any owner. We had differences of opinion, but I still, respect them all as men.
I saw you moved yourself. I saw an interview you did with Stephen A. last week, and you moved yourself down on the all-time center list to number 5, I believe, behind Russell, Kareem, Hakeem, and Wilt. I was going to ask you where you rank yourself all-time at LSU.
That would have to be number 2.
Okay. I was just curious.
Pistol Pete. Yeah. Pistol Pete, like when I was there at school, I was watching his tape. I was like, are you kidding me? All of the stuff that this guy's doing right now. And then I saw a couple of NBA clips. Now my favorite clip was when they was playing against the Lakers and he traveled but the ref ain't called it. He threw a ball on his back and he made Jerry West turn away all around and then he laid it up. But that right there is one of my favorite clips. So he's number 1 for all he did, and I'll probably have to be number 2.
Yeah, I would think
probably like by Chris and then Stan and then Ricky Bland and, Don Redding and, guys like that.
Yeah, if you're not number 1, I think it's your safe bet at number 2.
Right.
Speaking of 1 and 2, let me ask you to rank. And you talk about it. You're pretty frank about your relationship with Kobe and D-Wade and some of the all-time greats and LeBron as well. And You had a little more praise for LeBron than maybe I was expecting, and you consider him to be a finisher, and that's kind of been the knock on him, that he can't close things out. Why do you say that?
If you look at LeBron, his career, he's always been a player to keep people involved. LeBron is the true definition of the great player. All the stuff he did in Cleveland with the players he had, he made them better by getting off the ball. So, you know, if you really go back to the Miami Heat team, their point guard wasn't doing anything, so it was either LeBron or D-Wade handling the ball. So, if you know, D-Wade is doing all the scoring, you don't need two guys taking 50 shots. So LeBron was getting off the ball, trying to keep everybody involved. And you know, it's not like they got smoked. They just lost by one or two games by one or two shots. So LeBron's gonna have to make a decision on whether he wants to be a scorer or he wants to keep people involved. But he's definitely a great leader. He's definitely a great guy. He is a finisher, but when you're playing point forward, you got to, make a decision. Like if you go back to the Laker days, Magic didn't do a lot of scoring. He just, kept everybody involved. So I think, LeBron was in, LeBron keep everybody involved mode.
Shaq, we only got about 20 seconds left. Last thing I was going to ask you is, what's your favorite Shaqism of all time? You're certainly one of the most quotable guys in the history of the sport.
So many Shaqisms that my head is overflowing with the stupid Shaqisms. I don't even know any of the Shaqisms that I gave you before.
Well, we'll play through some of them later, and we'll let the fans pick it. Man, we appreciate it. The book is great. Shaq Uncut, pick it up.
All right, thank you, brother.
We appreciate it. Shaq,
thanks. I just want to say to everybody in Arkansas, thank you. I've been in Little Rock. I've been to Arkansas many times. You people show me great love, and I respect you people, and I love you people. Go Arkansas.